There are millions of caves around the world, on every continent and every country. They are home to some of the strangest creatures on Earth. Eyeless spiders, hydrogen-eating bacteria, worms that glow, and other organisms yet to be discovered. Fred Louiser, a cave scientist at the University of Colorado in Boulder, says that even space scientists are interested in life underground.
If they find life on other moons and other planets, life will probably be very similar to what we're finding in caves.
In dark passageways that researchers work diligently to keep uncontaminated, scientists have discovered microbes that show promise as cancer fighters. But some cave life can be deadly. A sulfur cave in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, is home to a rare form of gooey, dangling, toxic bacteria. Their colonies look like mucus, and Louiser says they got their scientific name from the slang term for what drips out of your nose, snot.
They are called snottites. I mean, when you look at one of them in the cave, it looks just like snot. I'm not kidding you.
Snottites thrive on sulfur fumes and excrete battery acid, so the cave is a hazard for the occasional amateur who ignores warning signs and ventures in.
You pass out immediately, and if you stayed in that environment for probably, I'm guessing, more than an hour or two, it would kill you.
So far, rescuers have saved the handful of people who have fainted in the sulfur cave. Not all cave dwellers are microbial. In Colorado, scientists recently discovered a tiny red, blind pseudoscorpion. Bears love caves, and so do bats. In fact, Mark Maslin, a Colorado geologist and caving expert, says cavers must be careful not to disturb bat colonies.
Bats are hibernating creatures, and if you wake them up during the wintertime, which is easy to do with lights and noise and things like that, then they go outside and their food source, insects, is not available to them and they die off.
Caves with large bat colonies are closed to the public for another reason. A mysterious, deadly disease called white nose syndrome has killed over 400,000 bats in the U.S. since 2006. And once a colony is infected, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service warns that often over 90% of the bats die. So far, the disease is concentrated in the northeastern U.S. To reduce its spread, wildlife experts have asked cavers to avoid caverns that are not already frequented by tourists or caving groups. But some scientists, like Mark Maslin, are trained to keep their gear uncontaminated by white nose syndrome, and sometimes they're permitted to go off the beaten path. Wearing boots and a caving helmet, he strides past the tourists being guided through Cave of the Winds in Colorado Springs. He enters a hidden cave that he helped discover.
This is not on the normal commercial tour.
With a headlamp as his only light, Maslin unseals an environmental door to reveal what he calls an easy entrance tunnel, half a meter wide, the size of a dinner platter.
That's the tightest we're doing today.
He invites a new caver to crawl in.
Put your arms ahead of you, arms ahead of you.
Oh. The reward for squeezing through is a muddy cave with a dazzling, spiky crystal flower that's taller than a man.
It's a beaded anthodite bush.
In decades past, Maslin says, cavers used to carry anthodites away. To protect these treasures, Maslin follows the caver's motto. Take nothing but pictures, leave nothing but footprints, kill nothing but time. That culture of stewardship is emphasized now, even at commercial caves like Glenwood Caverns in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. It starts even before a tour leader brings her group into the cave.
So because we're not allowed to touch anything inside, we have here outside some formations, and you can touch it if you want before we go in. So go ahead,
touch it.
Take it out of the system.
As another protective measure, the tunnel leading into the caverns is blocked by a door that seals in the cave's natural coolness and humidity and keeps out the hot, dry Colorado air. The guide opens the door for the group and then shuts it behind them. And a dozen meters down the tunnel, she leads them through another.
To keep the water inside. That's why we have so many doors.
In some parts of the cave, the humidity tops 90%, making rock and mineral formations glisten. Some look like giant strips of bacon, giant soda straws, and popcorn. Stalactites hang high overhead, bathed in what has made them slowly grow over eons of time, water drops.
If you're going to be hit by a water droplet like that one, we call that the fairy kisses or the cave kisses. And you're going to be lucky for the rest of the day.
With luck and stewardship, future generations will also enjoy the wonders of caves and fairy kisses. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.